Praying is a two-way communication. It's us and God. For side one, us, it's the body, mind, and soul. For side two, it's God, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What prayer is, it's yourself, body, mind, and soul, with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Prayer works with trust, faith, and hope. Number one, we trust in God. Number two, we have faith in the Bible. That's the teachings and the Holy Spirit. And number three, it's the hope for your future. Not only here, but in eternity. Let's talk about number one, the body, mind, and soul. The body connects to the world. It's our five senses. The letter B, the mind, receives teaching and processes information and decisions. And letter C, it's the soul, awareness, emotion, conviction, and repentance. Again, let's talk more about the body, mind, and soul. The body is the flesh. I, in my flesh, opened a physical door. My mind, it's a choice. I let someone in. I invited someone in. And my soul is the heart, the part of ourselves we don't see. It's the identity, the personality, the spiritual essence. I desire the Holy Spirit. Our mind is our soul in that we have conviction and repentance. Our soul, connected by the Holy Spirit through Jesus, is what connects us to God. Now, let's talk about a high five, something as simple as a high five. When I give a high five, then I know I have a body. When I choose to give a high five, then I know I have a mind. When I slap someone stupid, with the high five, then I'm convicted and repent, and that's the Holy Spirit. The soul is what has the character to slap someone stupid, but it's the Holy Spirit residing in me that convicts me and leads me to repentance. Now let's talk about God. Let's talk about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Triune is three in one. The Trinity is a foundational understanding in Christianity describing one God in three distinct persons. The Father, which is God, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That's the gift we've all been given. Now, we're going to talk about some analogies. Analogies such as the three states of water or the parts of an egg are often used to illustrate the complexity and the interconnectedness of these three persons. Now, imagine water. It can be solid ice, it can be liquid water, or a gas like steam. Even though it all looks different, it's still H2O. In a similar way, the Holy Spirit has three parts, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but they're all God. Now think about an egg. It has a shell, an egg white, and a yolk. Each part is important, and together they make the whole egg. In the same way, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are like the parts of an egg. They each have their role, but together they make up God. While the term Trinity may not be explicitly mentioned in the Bible, the concept is derived from various scriptures that collectively illustrate the triune nature of God. Let's see what the Bible says. Number one, the Father as creator and sustainer. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Number two, the Son, Jesus, and Savior. Let's talk about John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And number three, the Holy Spirit. That's the spiritual help. That's in John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Now, number four, we'll talk about the unity of the Trinity in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And again, that's in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Now, the Father is seen as the creator and sustainer of the universe, the Son as the incarnation of God who came to earth to save humanity, and the Holy Spirit as the present and active power of God in the world today. Together, these three persons form a divine relationship and the unity at the core of Christian understanding. The Trinity encourages us to embrace both unity and diversity within the Godhead, reflecting this understanding in their relationships with others. It plays a significant role in guiding prayer by highlighting the distinct attributes and functions of each person. Recognizing the Trinity allows us to approach prayer with reverence, acknowledging the multifaceted nature of God. The Father represents the Creator, the Son, the Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, the divine presence that guides and empowers believers. Understanding these distinct roles helps people pray with clarity, expressing specific needs or gratitude to the corresponding aspects of God. Moreover, the Trinity reveals the relational aspects of God. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit exist in perfect unity and love, demonstrating a divine community of one, the one God. This understanding fosters a deeper connection with God during prayer as we all engage with a divine communion. Now let's talk about the triune prayer. Remember, the word triune means three in one. That means Father, Son, Holy Spirit in God. So prayers that show an understanding of the triune God or the Trinity are a big deal in Christianity. We believe in one God who exists as three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This understanding shapes the way we pray. In these prayers, we talk to each person of the Trinity for different reasons. For example, we might start by thanking the Father for creating and taking care of everything. Then we might talk about Jesus, thanking him for saving us through his life, death, and coming back to life. Finally, we might ask the Holy Spirit for help and guidance in our lives. There's a lot of people who pray who have lots of these kinds of prayers. During prayer, we show love and respect for each person of the Trinity and how they work together to save and help people. In history, we Christians have prayed in a way that shows we're talking to the Father through the Son and in the Spirit. I will say that again. We pray and we're talking to the Father through the Son and in the Spirit, or to the Father, to the Son, and to the Spirit. This shows we believe God is one but also three different persons. It's kind of like a special way of talking to God where we recognize how each person of the Trinity is important. Praying to the triune God is something lots of us Christians do. When we pray, we often start or end by talking about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, showing that we believe in them and want to have a good relationship with each one. This helps us feel close to God and thankful for all that he does for us. When we pray, we use these special triune prayers or triunity prayers to connect with God. We believe that God is not just some faraway being, but someone who is close and cares about us deeply. That's why we talk to each person of the Trinity in our prayers. We want to show respect and ask for help from each part of God. Imagine talking to a friend who has three different sides to them. You might thank one side for always being there for you, another for helping you out of tough situations, and a third for giving you advice and guidance. That's kind of how we approach prayer with the Trinity. Each person of the Trinity has a unique role, and we want to acknowledge and appreciate all of them. Understanding the triune God helps us find prayers that express these feelings perfectly. These prayers are like little conversations with God where we pour out our hearts and thank each part of the Trinity for everything they do. Throughout history, we Christians have prayed in this special way, believing that it shows our understanding of God's nature. We believe that God is one, but also three persons. So when we pray, we address each person of the Trinity, recognizing their importance and their unique contributions to our lives. Praying to the triune God isn't just about saying words, it's about building a relationship with God. By talking to each person of the Trinity, we feel closer to God and more grateful for all the ways God helps us. It's a way for us to show love and appreciation for everything God has done and continues to do for us. In addition to expressing gratitude and seeking guidance, prayers to the triune God often include a sense of awe and wonder at the complexity of God's nature. We believe that the Trinity reveals the depths of God's love and the richness of his character. This understanding adds a layer of reverence to our prayers as we acknowledge the mystery and the majesty of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Moreover, praying to the triune God is not just a one-sided conversation. We believe that God hears and responds to our prayers, and we trust in the promise of Scripture that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when we don't know what to pray for ourselves. This dynamic relationship between we believers and the triune God is woven into the fabric of our prayer life, creating a sense of intimacy and dependence on God's presence and power. Furthermore, prayer extends beyond individual devotional practices to communal worship. In our church services and gatherings, we join together in prayer that reflect our shared faith in the triune God. These prayers unite us in a common expression of adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication, reinforcing our bond as members of the body of Christ. Overall, praying to the triune God is not just a religious or ritual obligation for us. It's a profound expression of our faith and relationship with God. It's a way for us to connect with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a personal and meaningful way, acknowledging their roles in salvation and seeking their presence and guidance in every aspect of our lives. Let's take a moment to pray. Dear Lord, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence, acknowledging the profound mystery of your triune nature, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the scriptures that guide us in understanding the depth of your love and the interconnectedness of your divine persons. As we reflect on the analogies of water and the parts of an egg, we marvel at the complexity and unity found within your being. You, the Creator and Sustainer, have shown us the way through your Son, our Redeemer, and continue to guide and empower us through the Holy Spirit. May the truth of the Trinity resonate in our lives, fostering both unity and diversity in our relationships with others. Guide us in prayer, Lord, as we recognize the distinct attributes of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Help us express our needs and gratitude with clarity, acknowledging the multifaceted nature of your divine presence. We are grateful for the relational aspect of your being, the perfect unity and love shared among the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May this understanding deepen our connection with you during our times of communion in prayer. In closing, we surrender our hearts to you, acknowledging that you are not a singular entity, but a divine communion. As we strive to comprehend the Trinity, grant us the wisdom and intimacy in your prayers, in our prayers to you, Lord, that we may draw closer to you, our triune God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray, amen, amen, amen.